Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Trace Kerr.
And I'm Amy Barton, and this is a brainstorm. So Trace, we get lots of random messages now from family and friends tagging us in weird posts, and I adore it. It brings me such joy. And today's topic is one of those. It's from my brother-in-law, Ryan Stewart. So Stu wants us to talk about manatee farts. And I was completely sure we had talked about that.
No.
And we had an off-air talk about all the fart topics we have done. And Trace points out it's not we. But I feel like you're complicit.
My 12-year-old supports your 12-year-old, right? You know, my inner 12-year-old boy who likes that gross thing, who wants to know about whale farts, who wants to know about the bug farting.
The beaded lace wing death fart.
Oh my gosh.
Sometimes that one tops the blue whale fart for me. That was such a good one. So today I found an article by Mental Floss. Fast facts about animal farts. So I have exciting news. It's more than just manatee farts today.
Yay,
but we'll start with manatee farts. So buoyancy and sea creatures is an issue, especially for manatees. They sort of look like a sea lion and a dolphin mishmash.
Yes.
And they are coastal Florida, Amazon, warm water creatures. And in order to control their buoyancy, they rely on digestive gases for that. So they have a lot of gas that they can store up, and it stores up in pouches in their intestines. So they can utilize that gas as needed. So if they need to float to the surface, they hang on to it. And when they need to sink, they can expel. They can fart on command. So it is as simple as that, and it makes me so happy. Oh, here's a fun one that I almost glazed over because I'm excited about the rest of the farts. When a manatee is constipated and cannot pass gas properly, it can lose the ability to swim properly, because that is important, that controlling their buoyancy and directionality. It can end up floating around with its tail above its head until the digestive situation works itself out.
Oh, no. Oh,
that is a problem. So
that's a terrible tragedy. I imagine all the other manatees are like, you need some more fiber because you're just stuck.
Bob, you're floating up on us. Yeah. Okay. Here's another really, really great one. Ferrets are surprised by their own farts. Anecdotal evidence of them being surprised by their flatulence has been reported. And even better, the ferret fear response involves, the ferret fear response involves screaming, puffing up, and simultaneous farting and pooping.
Wait. So potentially they could pass gas, scare themselves, puff up, and pass more gas?
While screaming and pooping.
Wow. I don't think I need a ferret.
Let's see what else I have for you, because I had a few things here. But here was one of my favorites. There is a bolson pupfish. It's a freshwater fish found in Mexico, and it eats algae. And the algae can have pockets of gas around it. They get these little gassy bubbles. If the fish eats those, or too many of those, it can inflate the fish's intestines and distend its belly and messes up its equilibrium, making it difficult to swim like the manatee. And even if it tries to bury itself in the sediment at the bottom of the pool, the pupfish, the air causes them to rise up. And so then they're exposed to predators. So this is like the death fart, or the lack of death fart.
Danger algae.
Yes. Either they will die because they have been eaten by a predator, or their intestines rupture under the pressure of the trap gas.
Oh, no.
Yes. So death farts again. Be careful of the warm algae, little pupfish.
Oh my gosh. It makes me feel like on those days where I have three cans of sparkling water that maybe I'm walking too close to the edge. You know, it's too many bubbles. Oh no.
Like, how are my jeans fitting? Does this have dire consequences?
Don't go to the pool.
There are creatures that do not fart. Octopuses do not fart, nor do other soft shell creatures. Like clams and sea creatures, like anemones, don't. Birds do not fart.
They don't?
Nope.
Because, maybe. Okay, so I'm just going to say anecdotally, I have witnessed chickens doing something. Maybe it's just like, because, you know, it's a cloaca, it's one hole, right? Maybe what I'm seeing was so small that it just seemed like gas. I don't know. That's what I got. But yeah, chickens. Let me double check. Oh, do birds fart? Let's look at science.
Right. Yeah.
Science Focus by the BBC. They say birds have an anus and so technically could fart. But to date, there's been no official evidence that they do.
I think that has to be included. I wonder if in natural habitat, they would not be prone with what they would normally eat.
Yeah, but I'm giving them like grains and all sorts
like
of stuff.
So like wild chickens probably don't fart.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, you want to be stealthy. You're walking through
now,
the forest.
Wild Hawaiian chickens that live by a parking lot probably fart a lot. This is such a good topic, Stu. Thanks, buddy. Sloths may be the only mammal that does not fart. Sloths, I can see an argument for an operational definition, because are we talking flatulence is the expelling of excess gas, and does the orifice matter?
How do we know? I mean, like, what grad student is walking around with a microphone in the forest or at a zoo holding it up going...
Yeah, could you tell that from an autopsy or from a necropsy that the structure isn't the same? Because
I hadn't thought of that.
There's musculature, there's sphincters.
That's true. But you'd have a sphincter to keep everything, you know, like solids from just falling out, right?
It's such a good day when we can sit in the same room and say sphincter together. Would you like to know what sloths do?
What do they do?
Because they do have a buildup by their gut bacteria, and they breathe it out.
Well, I guess if you're being all slow and quiet, you don't need to be like, squeak, you know, in the forest. So
can you call sloths fart face? This might be too juvenile for our listeners. But...
Well, you've exceeded a 5-minute episode, so this is longer, so we can just leave it in.
This is probably not going to be a Sunday morning anyway.
No.
Okay, because I want to talk about the woodlouse very much. The woodlouse... has gas and needs to get rid of it. But it also does not technically flatulate. Instead of peeing, wood lice excrete, or farting, wood lice excrete ammonia through their exoskeletons. And so they have these bursts of fluid, of ammonia, out of their exoskeletons, and they can last for up to an hour.
Wow.
Yes.
So what else is on there?
That was all for this one. So now we have to look up the mystery of the bat fart, because apparently it's a bit controversial.
The bat fart? Okay.
Well, that's the article is like, and there's a bit of argument about whether bats fart or not, because they're a mammal, right? Well, let's Google it real
quick. Right. Yeah, because that whole intestine thing. Now I have to know. I won't be able to sleep. Is there
Scientists
research?
Don't know for sure if bats fart. They have the right bacteria in their digestive systems to be able to produce gas that leads to fart, but their digestion is fairly rapid, so there may not be enough time for farts to build up. And that's according to Live Science, which Live Science doesn't usually lead us astray.
Yeah.
So this whole do they or don't they question is not necessarily can they.
Right. It sounds like it comes down to what you eat and then how long it's inside you.
Mm-hmm.
Like yesterday... we ate a lot of vegetables and fiber, and Chaz and I were watching television, and it sounded like a whale symphony. You know, like internally, you know, you can just feel it kind of like, woo, you know, all over the place, both of us, very loudly. And it might have led to things later. That's all I'm going to say. But like, it's in there such a long time. You know, a bat is so small. I could imagine them, well, you eat a couple bugs and, you know.
In and out.
How quick is it in the system? Wow.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's a serious thing with a fun, squeaky, stinky ending.
I do want to read the grant proposal for some of these studies.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, hear me out, Professor. Yes. I want to know.
This is important to society and culture and science.
Look, you just want to go to Florida and drop some microphones around some manatees and see what you hear. Let's just be honest about it, okay?
Yes. I would say yes to that grant. Maybe we need to, when we hit the big time, fund some weird scientific studies.
That would be good. And then we could submit it to the Ig Nobel, and maybe we could, you know.
We could get a mention someday.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yes.
I would love that. Of course, then we'd have to do something live, and I don't know if we're responsible enough for that.
I've considered that. Like, what if we did a live event? Could
we hold it all together?
We like the ability to edit.
I don't know. I think maybe we've reached the point where we'd be, knock on wood, where we'd be okay.
I think so.
Yeah. Okay. Well, all of you just dying to book brain junk.
No, maybe you might have some high quality recordings of chicken farts you want to send to us. And you can do that in so many ways.
Exactly. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram as Brain Junk Podcast. You can also email us at brainjunkpodcast@gmail.com if you need to reach out to us. Amy and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And I guarantee you will not be bored.